Chapter 6. Education. Correct usage of some common English expressions and idioms when talking about education. Directions. Read and or listen to Louise's column and try to understand the general meaning. Don't stress out about every little thing. After you have read or listened to the story, you will have a chance to read or hear the meanings of the idioms used in the story with some brief examples. After you've learned what everything means, there will be a practice and review session at the end of the chapter. By this time, you will be up to snuff on the meanings of all of the idioms and other expressions in the story. Stress out means don't worry. Every little thing means about every detail. Up to snuff means you will know about or be up to date on. Some common English expressions and idioms when talking about education. Below, we have reprinted one of Louise Gebasi's recent columns about education. Education. Here is a letter from an ESL student who is studying English in the United States. Apparently, this student is not too happy with his school. Dear Louise Gebasi, I am an English student presently studying English in the United States. I'm pretty gung-ho about learning English because I want to use English in my profession when I get back to my home country. The school that I am going to is okay, but some of the classes leave a lot to be desired. In some classes, some of the other students in the class are not as enthusiastic about learning English as I am. I have brought this up to the teacher, but the teacher doesn't seem to be able to do anything about it. I guess this lack of enthusiasm is a personal decision on the part of the student. One of the other gripes I have about my present educational experience is my homestay accommodations. My homestay parents are very nice and they can speak my native language, but that's the problem. I came to America to learn English, but my homestay parents think that this is an opportunity to improve their conversation in my language. Louise, I can't seem to get them to break this habit of talking to me in my language. One of the big reasons why I chose homestay accommodations was because I wanted to practice English with my homestay parents. What should I do? Also, regarding my first problem, what can I do to make bigger strides in improving my English in my present situation in my school? Signed, Down in the Dumps in the USA. Louise Gebasi responds, Dear Down in the Dumps, look on the bright side of things. Being able to study English in America is a godsend. After all, this is an English-speaking country. And herein lies your answer. Make time when you are not going to school to participate in activities around the community. You can find these activities by looking on the internet or in the local newspaper. Go out and volunteer for something. They're always looking for volunteers. Go to museums, art galleries, and specialty shows where you have a chance to talk to the people who are responsible for the exhibits. Go to street festivals, concerts, and local events and mingle with the people. Make a trusted friend in America, someone with whom you can share the same interests. Remember, you learn to speak English well by speaking English. So don't be bashful. Go for it. Here's the skinny on your homestay dilemma. Your homestay parents are not obligated to teach you English. They have signed a contract with your school saying that they would provide a student with clean, safe accommodations within a family environment. There is nothing in that contract that says they have to speak English. Why don't you sit down with them and explain your point of view? Then negotiate an arrangement with them where part of the time they can practice your language with them, but most of the time you would prefer to speak English. That's it in a nutshell. Hey, keep your chin up. Life is a bowl of cherries for you right now. Signed, Louise. Let's look at the meanings of the idioms used in the letters above. Number 1. Gung-ho, an idiom. When you are gung-ho, you are very eager, motivated, and enthusiastic to do something. For example, our team was really gung-ho to win the championships. Another example, Molly studied every day for the upcoming exam. She was gung-ho to do well on the exam. Number 2, get back to. Idiom. To return to somewhere, something, or someone. For example, the clerk said she had to answer the phone, but that she would get back to us in a moment. Or in a minute. Another example, we won't be getting back to our home country for 3 weeks. Number 3. Leave a lot to be desired. This is an idiom. It means inadequate. When you say that something leaves a lot to be desired, you are saying that it is not as good as it could be. Inadequate. For example, the food in that restaurant left a lot to be desired. Another example, the manager was thinking about firing Ted because his work left a lot to be desired. Number 4, brought this up. Idiom, to bring something up. When you bring something up, you introduce it into a discussion. For example, yesterday I talked to my boss about my job. I brought up the fact that I had not received a raise in nearly 2 years. Another example. When I spoke to my friend Jocelyn on Tuesday, she reminded me that I owed her money. That was the second time this week that she has brought this up. Number 5. On the part of. An idiom. On the part of means regarding or by. For example, a lot of hard work on the part of our employees ensured the profitable year. Another example, complaining on the part of some students caused the teacher to change the test date. Number 6, gripes, a noun, means complaints. For example, one of my gripes about this town is that there aren't enough entertainment spots. Another example, the mayor asked the audience if anyone had a special gripe. In this case, special gripe means a complaint that is particularly important to someone. Number 7, break this habit, an idiom, to end or stop a usually bad habit. For example, Kelly has to break her habit of smoking. Another example, I wish my friend would break his habit of interrupting people while they are talking. Number 8, down in the dumps, an idiom. When you are down in the dumps, you are unhappy, sad, and kind of melancholy. For example, Jean was really down in the dumps when she found out her flight was canceled. Another example, June's sister was really down in the dumps because she couldn't go to the concert. Number 10, look on the bright side of things, an idiom. When you look on the bright side of things, you attempt to be positive about something. You see the bright side of something. For examples, I know you hate to go to work, but look on the bright side of things. If you didn't have a job, you wouldn't have money to live. Another example, I like Katie because she is never negative. She always looks on the bright side of things. Number 11, godsend, a noun. A godsend is something that you need or want that appears in your life unexpectedly or at a really good time. For example, winning this money was a godsend. Now I can pay my bills. Another example, hiring that new employee was a godsend. Now we have enough people to complete the project. Number 12, herein lies. Herein lies means within this place or idea, situation, scenario, or concept, something exists within this area. Perhaps an answer, perhaps something you have been looking for, or just something of interest within a concept, within an idea. For example, when learning English, studying is very important. Herein lies the key to success, studying. Another example, she said she likes to smoke because it helps her stay slim. Herein lies the wisdom behind her smoking habit. Okay, in this particular example, we see that the woman is smoking because she thinks that she's going to stay slim by doing this, even though it may cause cancer later on. So for her idea, her wisdom, her reason for smoking, herein lies the wisdom behind her smoking habit. Herein lies the wisdom behind her reason for smoking. Number 13, go out and do something. To go out and do something is a way of saying that you are taking action to do something. For example, I got tired of not having a good job, so I went out and took some courses in school. Another example, my parents said that it was good to know how to speak more than just one language, so I went out and learned another language. Number 14, mingle with, means to mix together with or be among individuals in a group. For example, the older students mingled with the younger ones at the graduation ceremony. Another example, customers and company representatives mingled with each other at the trade show in Chicago. Number 15, go for it, an idiom. When you go for it, you use all of your energy and talent towards achieving a certain goal, sometimes without regard for the consequences of failure. For example, I really wanted to do well in the competition, so when I practiced, I really went for it. Another example, Sally wanted the job with the fashion designer company, but was a little afraid that they might not accept her. Finally, she decided to go for it. Number 16, here's the skinny, an idiom. Here's the skinny means here are the details about something. For example, here's the skinny about our itinerary. We're leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and we'll be at the airport at 8 a.m. Our flight leaves at 10:05 a.m. Another example. Here's the skinny about the exam next week. There will be two parts, grammar and composition. Each grammar question will be worth 2 points. Number 17, sit down with them. When you sit down with someone to have a meeting, you have usually prearranged or pre-planned the meeting, and the meeting is usually important to both parties. To sit down with someone is to take the time necessary, usually to discuss something important. For example, we sat down with the union leaders and discussed benefits for the workers. Another example, the human resources director sat down with the new employee and explained all of the company rules. Number 18, in a nutshell. An idiom, to describe something in a few words, concisely. For example, what the cruise director explained to us in a nutshell was that we had to be back on the ship by 8 p.m. because the ship was sailing at 8:30 p.m. Another example. In a nutshell, if you are an athlete and you take performance-enhancing drugs, you are not allowed to compete in the competitions. Number 19. Keep your chin up. Idiom. When you keep your chin up, you stay positive in spite of negative consequences. For example, keep your chin up. It's a beautiful day today, and there are lots of fun things we can do. Another example. Even though it looks like rain, keep your chin up because there is always sunshine behind every cloud. Number 20, bowl of cherries. This is kind of an informal slang idiom that means when life is a bowl of cherries, it is really, really good. For example, keep your chin up. Life is a bowl of cherries if you choose to see it that way. Another example. Life during a war is not exactly a bowl of cherries. Chapter 6, Practice and Review. Directions. In each of the sentences below, fill in the blank spaces with the word or words that are missing from the expression. Think about the sentence carefully. Which expression best fits? Do not use the same expression twice. There is no answer key. Complete all of the sentences that you know, and then go back and work on the ones that are more difficult. Number 1. Our team really went blank it and won the match. Number 2. Getting this new job was a god blank. Now I can pay my bills. Number 3. Ursula was really gung blank to do well in the competition. Number 4. In a nut blank, if you smoke, you could end up with cancer. Number 5. Blank, the habit of eating too much at dinner might help you lose some weight. Number 6. The teachers mingled blank the students during the school party. Number 7. If you lose sometimes, keep your blank up. Work hard and you will have better days. Number 8. Life can be a blank of cherries if you keep a good balance. Number 9. Work hard and be positive. Herein blank the key to success. Number 10. The quality of his work was not so good. It left a blank to be desired. Number 11. The one blank that everyone had on the tour was that the tour guide spoke too quickly. This one begins with the letter G. This is the end of Chapter 6.